Joining me now live in studio with Plymouth County Sheriff Joe McDonald. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Christine. Thanks for having me.
Well, you had something interesting you were telling me about a little bit earlier. You're giving notice today, and this is something that's pretty big news.
I think that it is, yeah. We're giving notice to the Federal Immigrations and Customs Enforcement folks that we are going to be terminating our 287G program.
And if you can explain that, because I know that there's several programs that were run through your office, and to me, I find it confusing, because I know, don't they both have to do with ICE?
Sure, yeah. There's a lot of confusion surrounding these types of things. We are still a facility that holds detainees on behalf of Immigration and Customs, and that's not going to change. We've done that since long before I was sheriff. These go back to the early 90s, those agreements. But the 287G agreement, it was a specialized agreement, and I think it had great potential, but we're finding it's very difficult to manage at this point in time. What 287G did, basically, was took the criminal population that exists and lives with us presently, and that would allow our officers, our corrections officers, to access the ICE database only for people who self-identified as foreign-born to check and see if they were also wanted by ICE for immigration purposes. So they were with us already for criminal charges, and we were just checking to see if ICE had an interest in them.
Okay, so there were already people that were already in the jail. They tell you, I'm from XYZ country, and then you were checking to see what other criminal charges might be outstanding in those countries?
Not that there were criminal charges, but that ICE had an interest in them.
Okay.
And you know, one of the things I think that is most confusing about this is that for someone to come here from another country and overstay a visa, something like that, generally speaking, that's not a criminal offense. Re-entering the country, that could be a criminal offense. But by and large, most of these ICE offenses and these individuals that are being held are held on civil offenses.
Mm-hmm. So why are you dropping the program?
Well, we're dropping the program for a number of reasons, not the least of which is personnel issues. We had four individuals that had to go to a federal law enforcement training center, what's known as a FLETC, with ICE to be trained to access their computers and essentially act as special ICE agents. Two of those four individuals have retired. We, like every other law enforcement agency in particular, and most businesses in general, we're having a very difficult time refilling staff positions that retire, and we really can't afford to send anybody away for any period of time for training. So that's a practical consideration that we've got. And the other thing is that of the encounters that we had, and the latest data that I brought with me today was a year and a half from October 1st of 2017 to March 1st of 2019, there were 5,540 intakes. And of those, you know, you see the number of ICE encounters there, it was only 6.4%, 355. And ultimately, at the end of the day, the number of individuals who were actually removed, repatriated to their home countries was 5, which is 0.9%. So it's a program, I don't know that it was underutilized, but I think right now we just don't have the staffing and the wherewithal to keep it going.
And so you're not succumbing to any pressure from groups that are talking about social justice and things like that. This is nothing to do with that?
No, not at all. This is purely a management decision. And I think what a lot of the social justice groups, I think they have a tendency to mix their metaphors as well when it comes to this, because I think what they're objecting to is the fact that we're holding anybody at all on behalf of ICE. And I think that that's, you know, those partnerships are very important to us. I do think that they enhance public safety. I will continue those partnerships with ICE, with the U.S. Marshals Service, with the FBI, with all of our federal law enforcement partners, because I think it enhances public safety.
No, with the 287G, which is one program, but you are holding ICE detainees. This is for other law enforcement. About how many people are in that program at the House of Correction?
Sure. Yeah, our populations right now, and I think this is true throughout the system, our population numbers have been dropping for the last decade, really. Mm-hmm. Massachusetts was last year the least incarcerated state in the union, and I think we're still at number two, if we've lost that number one position. But our numbers have gone from about 1,700 inmates and detainees down to right now we're about 600 on a routine basis. Mm-hmm. Of that 600, 200 would be federal, that would be U.S. Marshal holds and Immigration and Customs. So you can figure about half that, usually around 100 or so are going to be with us with ICE custody.
So they bring them in. You're not telling them, come and get these people or go and get them. This is a completely separate operation.
Correct, yeah. All this is us providing a facility where individuals that are held by the federal authorities can be held safely and securely.
Okay, we appreciate you letting us know. And again, this is a notice that you're giving today about dropping 287G.
Correct, yeah.
Okay. Hey, thank you very much for letting us know. This is Plymouth County Sheriff Joe McDonald. We'll be back with traffic and weather next.